I reached a point in my career where I had fallen out of love with my work, and I didn't want to wake up and do it anymore. I was done.
Everyone will go through stress. Everyone will go through trauma.
Mental health is a big and important topic right now. You know, I think when somebody says, fine, they're lying. There's nothing more dangerous in a modern society than a lonely man. I need somebody to sit in the mud with me. Don't need them to fix me or clean me off or give me a towel. I just need them to sit in the mud with me so I don't feel alone when I'm sitting in the mud. When my friends are struggling, I don't say, take your time. When my friends are struggling, I say, go on. When my friends are crying, I say, go on. The underlying message is, and I am here sitting in the mud with you. It is the greatest honor of my life. I live my life by that code.
I reached a point in my career where I had fallen out of love with my work. Superficially, my life was good. You know, I owned my own business. We had amazing clients. We did amazing work. And I didn't want to wake up and do it anymore. I was done, you know. And I was deeply embarrassed, feeling bad because I shouldn't. Look what I'm doing. Look at the things I'm getting to do. Like, I shouldn't be, you know, depressed or, you know, not want to go to work. And so I kept all those negative feelings to myself, which really is stupid. And the feelings got darker and darker and darker, and they feed on themselves. And that's the problem with keeping negative feelings to yourself. They fester and grow. And it got to the point where I was in really a dark place. But all of my energy went into pretending that I was happier, more in control, and more successful than I really felt. So nobody knew. And it wasn't until a very dear friend of mine came to me and said, there's something wrong. There's something different. I don't know what it is, but something's off. And I, for whatever reason, I opened up and came clean. And it was cathartic, you know, it was a weight lifted off my shoulders. And all of that energy that went into lying, hiding, and faking every day, I now had new energy, renewed energy to actually find a solution. I think it's really hard when your friends say to you, there's something wrong, and you go, no, everything's fine. And then they let it go. Or they're not even willing to say something's off. They just kind of, it's too uncomfortable. You know, we don't like discomfort. We certainly don't like causing discomfort. And we certainly don't want to create tension or a fight. And so we just leave it. And I think the courageous friends, the friends who truly, truly, truly love you, are the ones who will lean into that tension and go, I don't care what you say, and I know you're lying to me. I love you to death, and I know something's wrong. And I'm going to keep asking you until you tell me, you know? And more importantly, whatever it is, I got you. I love you. You're safe. I don't know what it is, and I don't care what it is. Just know that I'm your partner, and you are never alone. You know, she said to me, you're not alone here. So I think she had the courage to get me to open up, and then I just stepped into the safe space.
Mental health is a big and important topic right now. And I had a conversation with somebody recently, and I've realized I actually don't like the term mental health. You know, it sounds like a fixed destination. It sounds like, you know, if you don't have health, like if you're not perfect, there's something wrong with you. So any kind of divergence or sadness means you're imperfect. That's not true. And I think it's an unfair standard to call it mental health. And I think because at the end of the day, like think about your body when you go to the gym. We call that fitness. And some days you have good days at the gym, and some days you have bad days at the gym. Some days your body feels amazing, you can lift huge weight. And someday, for whatever reason, you got enough sleep, you're eating well, you're hydrated, your body's just not working that day. And we're all familiar with that. And it doesn't really bother us. You're like, bad day today. And you move on and you allow that to happen. But we don't treat our mental fitness the same way. You know, being a human, you are 100% mentally fit if you have sadness and if you have joy and if you have doubt and uncertainty and insecurity. That's what it is to be human. Like, your body sometimes has pain. There's nothing wrong with your body. And so I like to call it mental fitness rather than mental health, right? I'm always working on my mental fitness, and I allow for periods of darkness. So right now, when you said, how are you? The space that I'm sitting in is I'm actually feeling quite lonely. And I learned about how to manage mental fitness during COVID more than I ever had prior, because we had to deal with so much shit, right? And so prior, I would have been embarrassed by saying I'm feeling lonely. I would have hid it, suppressed it, don't like negative feelings. Whereas now, I'm just sitting in it, not worried about it. I'm allowing it to go through me, like I'm allowing myself to have a bad day at the gym. And weirdly, even though it's not necessarily fun, weirdly appreciative of it because it makes me human. I acknowledge that I'm human. It's relatable. And so that's how I feel right now. I'm more open about being in a darker space in the shadows right now because it makes me feel, quite frankly, normal. It makes me feel human. And it's part of mental fitness, you know? And if I didn't have off days or off weeks, then how would I know what to work on? You know, how would I know what good looks like? How would I know how to appreciate the happy days if I didn't have some days that were down? So I'm weirdly grateful for what I'm going through right now.
You know, human beings are, despite our own self opinions, we're not that strong and we're not that smart. But in teams, in groups, we're amazing. And so trying to solve your own life problems by yourself, because I've got some really bad news, you can't. Which is why addiction exists. Because I can't solve these problems myself, I can't overcome the stress myself, so I'm going to drink, you know, or I'm going to do something else that's harmful to myself, my family, and my relationships. As all addictions are. Whether you're addicted to your cell phone, addicted to alcohol, addicted to drugs, you're going to destroy your relationships, you're going to destroy yourself. And there is tremendous value for somebody who loves you to say, I got you, I'm here, let's do this together. Or for you to call a friend and say, I think I'm struggling and I think I can't do this alone. Can you help me? It's humiliating, but it is perhaps the single greatest lesson that any human being can learn, which is to say, I don't know and I need help. And I think being comfortable with asking for help and saying, I don't know, it turns out we're surrounded by people who want to take care of us and help us, but they don't because they didn't think we needed it because we were too busy presenting ourselves as perfect and having all the answers. So they just didn't. But they would if we just asked.
So when people say they feel lonely, I think what it is that, you know, we're social animals who want to feel included, but also feel like people see, hear, and understand us. And I think my symptoms of loneliness are feeling misunderstood or like people don't get me or worse, I'm struggling to communicate or present myself in a way that people will get who I am. We can't do it alone. You know, when you find darkness, you whatever, however you want to define your darkness, you know, you feel alone, you feel like nobody can help you, you feel like you have no agency, you feel like a lack of control. And the first thing that a lot of us should do is reach out to a friend and say, I'm struggling, or I need help, or I'm lonely, or I'm depressed, or I'm sad, whatever the feeling is. So the first mistake people make is they try and fix. Don't try and fix. It's not a fixing thing, you know? It's like I had a bad day at the gym, nothing to fix. You know, nothing to fix. And I have a rule with my friends. My rule is no crying alone. My close friends all know this and we all obey it. Like I'll get a call from somebody who's a significant person in the world that people know who they are. And they'll call me and say, do you have a minute? And I'll be like, yeah, what's up? They're like, I think I need to cry. I'm like, go, what's on your mind? And they'll tell me what's on their mind and they will cry. And that's my rule. My rule with my friends is no crying alone. Because if you're at the point of absolute frustration, exhaustion, whatever it is that you can't hold it in, I'd rather you call me or one of us and you do it with somebody. You should never cry alone. And so I'm really good when I'm in a place like this of calling somebody and telling them because I don't want to go through this alone. And some of my friends do have the skills where they can say, how do you feel? Oh, this is how I feel. That must be really frustrating. Yeah, it's really hard. Tell me more about that. Well, I'm sort of going through this and that. And they know how to hold space. That's all I need. I need somebody to sit in the mud with me. Don't need them to fix me or clean me off or give me a towel. I just need them to sit in the mud with me so I don't feel alone when I'm sitting in the mud. And I think it's our responsibility to be able to have that skill set to do it for our friends and the people we love or our colleagues. We don't teach listening. We don't teach difficult conversations. The fact that there's so much conversation about mental health right now is of course in part because we've just come through this crazy ass thing called COVID and lockdowns and social media. Sure, you can pile that on if you want. But I think really what it is, the fact that there's such a loud conversation about mental health is a spotlight on the fact that we do not know how to build deep, meaningful relationships. I think it is an indictment on our current state of affairs that not only do we not have the skills to be there for our friends, but the way we're reacting to it is by trying to seek resources to help me rather than teach me how to help my friends. I think we're going about it. And I always say leadership is about going first. That's why we call you leader, right? Doesn't mean you have the answers. It doesn't mean you're right. It just means you stepped first into the unknown, that we took the risk to go first. And so in a relationship, one of you can take the lead. One of you can go first to set the example of what it looks like and feels like to say, I'm having a bad day today and I don't need you to fix it. I know what I'm going through. I want to tell you all of this stuff because I want you to be there with me and I want to be there with you because I don't want to feel this way alone.